Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Artists in rural areas can sometimes find it challenging to get their work out into the world beyond their rural communities, and they can also struggle with getting engaged in larger communities of artists. MN Artist is a resource that helps artists along their professional path in a variety of ways.
Nick Nurburn is the Greater Minnesota Outreach Associate for a group called MN Artists. He's here to tell us more about the work and how it can help rural artists, especially in northern Minnesota. Nick, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So what is MNArtists.org?
MNArtists.org is a website. It is a home, it's home to art, writing, opportunities, conversations, by, for, and about Midwestern artists working in every discipline. So we're probably best known for our opportunities page. It's a great place for artists to go find open calls, to get connected to galleries, and to find grants to apply to. So that's sort of how we're most known. It's sort of a clearinghouse. But we also let artists make profiles that some folks use in lieu of a website. People can upload their art, share it online, and of course we have some live programming called MN Artists Presents that happens down at the Walker Art Center down in Minneapolis.
So what type of artists use MN Arts?
Oh, lots of different kinds. We cater to artists in every discipline, so we're not discipline specific. We're really focused on helping artists in Minnesota and I guess in the region more generally. But, of course, we're a program of the Walker Art Center, I should mention, with generous support from the McKnight Foundation. So what we do is try to help artists in Minnesota really develop their practice in a way that can serve them. So, we're as much for artists who are represented by big galleries as we are for artists sort of working on their practice out by themselves in a small town somewhere who maybe aren't connected to those bigger opportunities or resources in the cities.
You know, once in a while we hear like people from the cities who think that there just aren't many arts or things to do in outside of the Twin Cities in rural areas in northern Minnesota, and that is so untrue. Am I right?
They are wrong.
Yeah.
Anybody who thinks that is very wrong. Minnesota has a thriving rural arts community. People working in rural places and small towns are making just as visionary work that is just as smart, just as important as anybody in the Twin Cities. I love the Twin Cities. I love going there. I love the work that's happening there, but it is not the center of the universe. There are a lot of artists doing really visionary work out in greater Minnesota, and the only thing that we lack out in greater Minnesota is the same level of opportunity. We don't lack the skill, and we don't lack the subject matter to make our art about.
That's Nick Nurburn from MNArtists.org, and he's telling us more about what they offer, especially to rural artists in northern Minnesota. Tell us a little bit about how you think when artists get involved with MNArtists.org, how does it help them in their art careers?
Yeah, part of my work is traveling around the state and doing workshops to help people sign up for the site and take a look at it and see, what type of services we offer. And, I think that what MN Artists can do, especially if you're an artist working in a rural place or a small town, is it can connect you to a broader arts conversation. So, we don't just offer opportunities and let you make a profile. We're also a major hub for arts journalism in the state. So we have a pretty remarkable archive of writing about regionally focused art that goes back to the early 2000s. So we're pretty unique in the nation in that way. We have an amazing collection that sort of documents the past decade or so of the work that's been happening here in Minnesota. And we continue to document and preserve and sort of interpret that work, not just for the present, but of course for the future. And so for me, as a young artist growing up in Bemidji, I live in Duluth now, but when I was growing up in Bemidji, having that connection to a bigger scene and to a bigger network and field was very important. And so I think that's one of the real values of a program like MN Artists. It's not just about giving you an opportunity in a sort of direct material way, but also giving you just a sense that you are part of something bigger and you're not out there working by yourself.
We get a chance to do a lot of coverage of artists in our region, especially when it comes to First Fridays in Bemidji and in Grand Rapids, mm-hmm. and the scenes in Ely and Brainerd as well. And that Minnesota Arts and Culture Summit that just happened, how cool was that? And I'm just wondering for you, did it inspire you in the work that you do?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think for me, I'm constantly reminded that, artists want to make sales and get grants and share their work with the world. But also, art making is a way of living in the world. And it's a method for sort of getting through our lives and enriching our places. It's not just about money or, career advancement or fame or something like that. It's how we live. And it really intersects with so many other parts of our lives. And for me, the RAC Summit was an amazing experience for a lot of reasons. But, the Rural Arts and Culture Summit helped me remember that the arts are central to so much of our lives. And if it wasn't for the arts, we may be rich materially, but we can be poor in spirit. Mm-hmm. And the arts help enrich our spirits very, very much.
What can you tell us about the Minnesota Artist Presents program?
Yeah, so MN Artist Presents is a program where we invite artists to be guest curators for three different one-night events at the Walker Art Center. So guest artists propose a central topic, idea, theme, or a question that arises from the work that they're already doing in their artistic practice. So then, as a guest curator, you work with us at MN Artists and Walker Art Center staff to sort of conceptualize and produce a multifaceted event that can activate your idea. So this could be an installation, a film screening, a roundtable discussion, a lecture, a workshop, a performance, some type of live music event, or even something a little more conceptual. We want something that's a little freaky and a little off the wall. We have space to do things that are less one-to-one, if you know what I mean. And so we have an open call right now. We want artists, not just in the Twin Cities, to apply. We're very interested in getting artists and curators from greater Minnesota to plug into our program and bring some of your work down to the Walker.
That's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Again, we have a lot of artists doing great work in greater Minnesota, and I think that, I think it's important to show it off.
Yeah. So, Nick, has there always been arts in your life as you were growing up and everything?
Very much so, very much so. Yeah, my dad is an artist. He was a sculptor for many years. He's a writer now. My mom is also, she's a journalism professor for many years and a writer herself. And we always had arts in our house. Growing up in Bemidji, it was my connection to a bigger world and a way for me to express myself and learn about myself and learn about my place.
Well, it sounds like they do many different kinds of art. Do you as well?
Yeah, I'm a working artist also. I do documentary storytelling, a lot of photography and filmmaking, which of course gives me a good perspective on, sort of a front row seat to the challenges of artists working in greater Minnesota. I live in Duluth, like I mentioned, and so Duluth is not a small town. We're 86,000 people, but we do have, it's a very rich metaphorically rich place, and there's a lot of cool things to make work about here. But again, we are a little off the radar, you know, with all, and there's good things about that too. It's not all bad. But yeah, mostly my work these days has been darkroom based for the most part. So shooting film and processing it and printing it in the darkroom.
That is Nick Nurburn. He's the Greater Minnesota Outreach Associate for MN Artists. You can find out more information, especially about the program he told us about, MN Artists Presents. You can find that at mnartists.org. Nick, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Area Voices, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.